How many moms just said, I'm still out here. I called her. I was wondering where she was. And she said, I'm still out here. I'm still working on this here. She said, there's a lot of people here. Was it the biggest crowd ever?
It was a big crowd.
But it was a big crowd, huh? Well, good.
Amen. Yeah.
You know, so far, you know what? So far, it's been like that. And we need the Manna Center. And we need your help with the Manna Center. And we're looking for people, some special people, that will make an offering, not a tithe, an offering, because we've bought equipment that we feel is so necessary. And we bought an iced tea maker, big commercial size. It's about to be installed. Not only that, we bought an ice maker, brand spanking new. I went with Kelly and looked at that. I was amazed. They're getting ready to plumb that in. And we're going to have all the ice we need. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let me read here. Father, in Jesus' name, use me to bring out the best of this. And I've got more maybe than I can share, but bless the word on your people tonight. Keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. Isn't that important? You know, you can say, well, brothers and sisters fight, but we're talking about a different family. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God, joint heirs with Jesus, and by his blood, I'm a part of the family of God. I used to know how to sing that. Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers. For some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. Did you ever think in your life, I want to see by the raising of hands that you might have been, that you might have encountered an angel? Look here. Look at how many people. Yes. 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 That's wonderful. And let me share. There's so many in the Bible. Gideon had an experience with an angel. Conversation, talk. He was encouraged. And he said, hey, the angel said, hey, mighty man of God. They go, who? Where is he? I'd like to get his autograph. No, the angel said, no, I'm talking about you. And God's going to use you to deliver Israel. And there was Elijah. My gosh, powerful man of God. He stood before King Ahab and he said, look, you have sinned and you're leading this whole nation into sin. And it will not rain until I say so. Now, that's powerful to say so. And you know what? It didn't rain until he said so. And then there was Mary, and he was visited. The angels came and got him. The angel woke him up and said, hey, eat some of this bread, drink some of this water. You got a long ways to go. And he did. Then he told him, shook him, said, get up again and eat some more, drink some more. Then there was Mary, the mother of Jesus. And don't think that's the only few. It's throughout the Bible I could talk about, but I've got something more important to say. But she said, you're blessed, and you're going to be the bearer of the Savior of the world. And she said, I've never known a man. He said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and there'll be a divine conception. An immaculate conception, and that happened. So praise God. But you know, there's other kind of divine appointments. I call them everyday, ordinary people, divine appointments for everyday children of God. And we have them regularly, and we should be thinking about that. And I'm going to try to work with you and get you to a place where you can see what I'm talking about. I have them all the time. I'm going to name a few of them that I've had just in the last few days. And they happen to me all the time. They don't happen to me because I'm a minister. They happen because I'm a son. And if you're born again, you're a son or a daughter in this place. And God loves you. And God will use you. God uses ordinary people. And let me tell you something. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. He loves us anyway. And we're here to refresh our experience through the sacraments of communion and have a wonderful time. Let's move on to the next verse because time goes so fast. Give me Proverbs 16:9 in the new LT. We can make our plans. Okay. This is if you're a child of God. If you're not a child of God, may I say something? You're in danger. Anybody that's not a child of God, they're in danger. Great danger. A lot of people woke up this morning, kissed mama and the kids bye. They said, I'll be back here. And right now, tonight, they're in the morgue. Now, what do I say about that? Well, I say this. I'm going to pray and try not to be in that bunch. I'm going to say, Lord, this is what we say, me and Millie. Every morning, one of the things we declare is this. Into your hands, we commit our spirit. That was the last words of Jesus on the cross. And then he gave up the ghost. We trust God with our lives, with what happens. And we sure don't trust the devil. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So we have to act right. We claim Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3, which says, my spirit will not always strive with man. Man's day shall be 120 years. And people don't go much over that most of the time. In fact, me and Millie are believing God. We want God's best years for as long as we can go and watch our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, however far we can. Boy, Job watched and watched and watched and saw his children's children's children. And we're talking tonight about what is a divine appointment. You know, we can make our plans, but if you're born again, God is going to determine your steps. And he's going to bring things together. Look here, where you're with somebody, and you go, my gosh, I was just thinking about you. My gosh, we were just talking about you. It was all good. How many of you get what I'm saying, and you've met people, and it was just the right time? I mean, it had to be. It was just the right time. And anybody in the room? There's a few things. Praise God. Praise God. I believe that we can do things to prepare every day. I plan to meet somebody every day. And I'm going to share some things to prepare your heart with so that you know. Now, you have to realize if God brought you two people together, he brought them together for a purpose. And either somebody's going to give you something or you're going to give somebody else something. And sometimes, as Romans 8:14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of God, Romans 8:14. That's in everybody's Bible. So, of course, we want that. We don't want to be led by the flesh. Love not the world and make no provision for the flesh. And the flesh are these things found in Galatians chapter 5. There's a bunch of them. But we're not talking about that tonight. We're talking about divine appointments that God has set up. You know, in this room, I am sure there are people that are going to have divine appointments. Maybe when they leave this, when they get a phone call, they'll see somebody somewhere, and it happens all the time, and it's a good thing. One of the things it tells me is I'm a child of God, and there are certain things I do in divine appointments. Most of them are very positive. There was a person that owed this church some money years ago. And they had purchased an item from us, and they decided they just weren't going to pay for it. And I met Walmart. Now, I know you wouldn't do this, but we met cart to cart. And I called out this person's name, and it was a divine appointment. And I asked them a question. Are you really going to steal that from the church? Because, and this person had a reputation for doing this kind of stuff. And to make a long story short, in 30 minutes, I waited in the Walmart parking lot, and I had recovered that money. because I took the blame for it and was about to pay for what this person had stolen. And there were several people that wanted to join with me. And so it was an issue. Many people are not confrontive, and they think that's too far. I don't know. You should read some of the things that the men of God and the prophets said. You should read the book of Acts where all of the leaders fought with one another. You should read those letters where they all fought it out, and we found out there was homosexuality and just despicable things happening. There's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes declares, I believe the writer is Solomon. There's nothing new under the sun. It's all been done before. Satan doesn't have any new tricks. So be sober, be vigilant, be watchful of yourself. And let's look at another instance where God used a fellow. His name was Philip. Give me Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 36, and I'm going to show you a divine appointment. As for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him, go south down the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out and he met the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of Ethiopia. Some people believe that the ark was taken there and they were given to watch over it. I don't know what to believe about that, but that's one interesting thought. The eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and he was now returning back. Seated in his carriage, he was reading aloud from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, go over and walk along beside the carriage. And Philip ran over there, and he heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. And Philip asked him, do you understand what you're reading? And the man replied, how can I unless someone instructs me? And he urged Philip to come up into the carriage with him. That's a divine appointment. There's more to that. And the passage of scripture that he had been reading was this. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, tell me, was the prophet talking about himself or someone else? So beginning with the same scripture, Philip told him the gospel, the good news about Jesus. And as they rode along, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, there's some water. Can I be baptized? And he was baptized that day. He had Christ come into his life, and he was baptized. Now, that started with a divine appointment. Now, we can say, well, he's in the Bible. Man, I'm not in the Bible. I have them all the time. You know, the other day I had left the church, and I was over going to see a friend of mine at the bow shop, Bill Maddox. He wouldn't mind me telling this. And the only one else there was another Christian. A young fella. And I just said, can we pray? And we just took hands. And we began to pray, and the Holy Spirit fell in that group. And I began to pray in prayer language. And they both got so happy. And I gave that young man that was there a word from the Lord about finding a wife. And I said, you're going to find a wife. See, the word says this, he that findeth a wife finds a good thing. It obtains favor from God. See, the woman is not supposed to be shopping for the husband in Scripture. It's the man that's looking for you. All of you girls, if there's anything, hey, just let God know every day, I'm available. Something happened with Mike and Nicole. Now, they both knew that things was going to work out. Isn't that wonderful? That was crazy. I told Kayla the same thing. You just stay put. And her Mikey just came in here. How wonderful. And the same with you. Just come in here. He's up in the sound booth right now. Is he a good kisser? No, I'm not going to ask that. I'm just teasing. I'm just trying to keep somebody awake. Bless God. So the Holy Ghost fell, and I gave this young fella a word from the Lord, and I said, you can take this to the bank. This is how it's going to happen. And he wanted to hear. He was glad he came in there. He said, this is rare. I said, Bill, this is a divine appointment. I didn't know. I hadn't seen Bill in a while, so I just went in there. So let's go to Psalm 37 and verse 23 in the New Living Translation. Now, here's what the Bible says. You have to understand this. This is true in both Testaments. God has a way of getting people. See, if he's got a part of your heart, he's got a part of your hands, part of your feet, and he begins to direct your soul. And the word says this, that you won't be able to tell if it's you or if it's the Lord, because you just become one with him and you flow with him. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their life. You know, we had a divine appointment the other day with Kelly. I wanted her to help us buy a car. She's so busy. I have to, just like when I used to go to the butcher shop, I have to take a number and get my chance to talk to her. But I just called her. We were on the way to Fort Smith. We were looking for a car. Like I said, she's better at this than me. I was better for a while. Now she just gets it. And she picked up that phone. And I said, is that you, Kelly? She said, yeah, Dad. I said, where are you? She said, I'm in Fort Smith. I said, would you help us today? Well, she said, sure, come and get me. And it was a divine appointment. We did not know she was going to be there. I was going to go it on my own. I brought some of you. I took Brenda and helped her buy a car. I took Ernie and Mary and helped them buy a car. And many, I like buying cars. I love it. But it worked out good. She got us $2,750 more than if we had not hooked up with her that day. $750 for that way that worked out. And $2,000 more in our trade-in. Our trade-in was worth a certain thing. She said, I've already done my homework. I've checked everywhere. She said, but she told them, how about $2,000 more? And they said, okay. Now, you think I was happy about that? That she was there to help? Amen. Millie said she's happy. By the way, Millie paid cash for that car. I taught her how to do that. She's one of my oldest disciples. And she has been right there. She has seen one spiritual miracle after another. And one of them is in the area of finances. I always said these hands will handle millions of God's ministry dollars. And now my daughter is taking this to the next level. This is great, isn't it? Don't you just love Kelly? Thank God for every day, because they don't grow them on trees. So I was going along, and I'm going to tell you another divine appointment. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in all the details of. Well, I want this color car. I want a fellow with brown hair. Or I want this, or I like that. All of that is important to God. That's just the way that God is. But a little over a year ago, I was up in visiting Elm Springs and checking it out in the hospital up there. I had two holes drilled in my head. Can you believe that they would do that? And they had to, I had a brain bleed, which is a common thing. And they the doctors just gave some really happy news and say he almost died. Well, I don't believe any part of that. I never felt like I was in danger the whole time I was there. But the most important thing that happened the last full day I was there, a registered nurse from the Philippines She said, Angela, we were in the elevator. I had just gotten a CAT scan. She was taking me back to my room. She said, we've been talking about you. I said, you have? She said, how come you're so strong? We've never seen, see, the floor I was on, that's the brain bleed. What kind of floor was it? A neurology floor? People were very sick. I was the healthiest one there. I was healthier than half the doctors, more healthy, and all of the nurses. She said, how come you're so strong? We're in that elevator. I said, I'm glad you asked. And I began to tell her that I was a Christian, that God had helped me. And the glory of the Lord came into that elevator. It was like you could almost see it, like it came in the temple. It was just there. And I said, I've got a word for you. I said, Jesus is saying this right now. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any person hears me knocking and opens up, I will come into them. And she just lost it in there. She said, that's me. I said, do you want Jesus in your life? Do you want to make him the Lord of your life? If you haven't seen the movie, The Jesus Revolution, you need to see that movie. Has anybody seen it? Yeah. Okay, let me tell you something. That's the movement I got saved in. I was just a little further north up the coast in San Jose, but Chuck Smith in Costa Mesa with Greg Lowry and Lonnie and all them, we were just called Jesus people. We were just hippie Jesus freaks. Long hair, listening to all kinds of music, but loving Jesus. And that movement is still going on today, and they're still baptizing people. People come from all over America and all over the world to be there in Costa Mesa and be baptized right there and start their new life with Christ. But these things, many times, they start with a divine appointment. All right. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their life. If you tell the Lord, I would like to make this for dinner, I believe God will help you. He sure has helped us at times. Or I would like to do this or do that. I'd like to go on vacation. I ask people all the time. Now, school is going to be over. How many of you want to go on a vacation this year? Okay, yes, yes. Father, help them. Father, help them. What a precious body of believers, your children that you have here tonight. Help them. Don't let anything stand in the way of their summer vacation with their children's or their spouses or by themselves. You know, the other day, I had the Tacoma, and it had gotten so dirty that there was like a grime on it. I said, Millie, let's ride across the bridge to Clarksville, and I'm going to get a car wash done on this. I said, I'm going to get the best one. And I pulled up there, and lo and behold, the owner of that car wash was there. It was the first time I had saw him in 4 years. Because the last time I saw him, he's not there all the time. We had a divine appointment. And I asked him that question. Let me tell you, when you have a divine appointment, God's got a purpose in that. Something's going to happen there. You can ask people. You can say, I was just thinking about you. What's going on in your life? You can say, we met just at the right time. Can I pray for you? I always ask people. I love to ask people. And they let me pray from everywhere, just right out in the public. And I pray. Or invite them to church. There's so many things that you can do. And 4 years ago, in 2019, I met him there. And he had given me a car wash ticket, the good one, and the $12 one. And I said, sir? I said, do you know the Lord? He said, yes, I do. I said, would you mind if I prayed for you? He said, no, I wouldn't. I said, what's the number one thing? This is what I always ask. If you're with me very much, you'll hear me ask this to people. I ask it to everybody. True or false? Yeah. What's the number one thing that we could pray about? The number one thing in the fold of your heart, your secret place. What's the number one thing? And he said, my wife. And he said, it doesn't look too good for her. I want to say she had cancer. I forget things. You know, Cabron, I asked Kayla, what's his name? I'm not proud of that. I've only known him since he was born. But stuff happens, you know. I didn't look at him. He's laughing. He's happy. He says, look at that dummy up there. But I asked him, and I prayed my best prayer. And you know what? I prayed my best prayer. Not because I'm a preacher, but because I'm a son of God. And that's what we're supposed to do, each and every one of us. And so I said, Millie, you're not going to believe this, but I think that's the same guy 4 years ago. And I asked him, I said, I went in there. He was in the little room that they've got, and he was working with wrenches and doing things and filling things up. And I said, do you remember me? I said, 4 years ago, I prayed for your wife. I said, I'm so glad you're here. I said, you know, this is a divine appointment. I said, how is your wife? He said, she's totally healed. She's totally healed, and she's doing fine. And I just said, oh. He said, look, I've got these gloves on. He said, reach over there. He said, see that stack? Pull you out one of them nice, flat, good ones. Get one of them $12 tickets and wash your vehicle on me. And I got in the vehicle. I started telling Millie, yes, sir. Truck was, if you get the good one, it takes a few more minutes and you can talk, you can make out with, I mean, you can do a lot of things, all of them good, of course, right? Now, we kissed a little bit, but we didn't totally, don't everybody look at me like I'm a bad person. And if you could please turn the fans on, people are hot. So I told her, and I went around and got out of there and drove around. And I said, you know, I'm going to stop and talk to him again. She said, thank him for that car wash. And I did. And he was sitting down then, working on his knees or just sitting on a bucket or something. And he was working with some wrenches and making that car wash do just the right thing. And I said, sir, thank you. Thank you for that car wash. You know, nobody wants to spend $12 on a car wash if they don't have to. Now, I've done it plenty of times. In fact, the best one I know of is in Russellville. It's about $30. But anyway, I stopped, and I've never asked him his name. I said, would you let me pray for you again? He said, yes. I said, sir, can I lay my hands on you? He said, yes. I said, what's the number one thing in your heart? Let's go back 4 years. God did good then. Let's try God again. What's the number one thing that's on your heart that you want prayer for? And he looked at me with tears in his eyes. And he said, my daughter. I said, I can relate. I've got four of them. While they was little and I could knock them around and push them around, they did just like they were told. But I said, they've left home, and now we need a higher power. We need a higher power to help us. We need a new strategy. We need to know how to pray for our children, and we need to try not to condemn them. We need to try to help them. We need to try to listen like we've never listened before. Men have a terrible problem. We think we can solve everything, but we can't. But we can go to God, and he can. He said, it's my daughter. I said, I've got four of them. I can relate. So I prayed my best prayer and left. And that was the end of that. But those divine appointments happened to me daily. If you're with me, if you run with me at all, you're going to hear me ask somebody, can I pray with you? And if they say yes, the next thing I'm going to do is ask them, what's the number one thing we can pray about? See, I don't have all day, and neither do they. So I just want to know the number one thing. Think about this, because God wants to use you. And if you're prepared, and if you believe in your heart, I'm going to probably meet somebody that's going to be a divine appointment today. And God is going to give me the words. In fact, he says through Jesus, he said, and when you have to go before magistrates or here or there or do anything or witness, he said, don't try to plan what you're going to say, because the Holy Spirit, see, will give you just what you need to say. And that's the way it's been. That's the way it's been in my life. You know, I got saved, said the sinner's prayer, and immediately some of my friends that was in the gang with me got on my knees in my mother's living room floor and asked Jesus to come into their life. It was an exciting time to be alive. There was just all over California. And then that movement, that Chuck Smith movement, just has been all around the world over and over and over again. The Jesus Revolution. You want to see that. Angel, can we pray? Can I pray with you? Okay. You don't even have to get up if you don't want to. You look so tired that it touches my heart. Tell me, I've known you since you were a child, and you're just a precious person. And what you want is you just want to get a fair deal in life like anybody else. What is the number one thing that I could pray for? What is the number one thing in your heart that you feel comfortable speaking of right now? And let me pray.
My kid.
Okay.
Finances. You could pray for finances, because that'd get everything rolling.
I like that. How many of you love Angel? If you love Angel, would you please just stretch your hand this way? Yeah, just put your hands on her, Kayla. Father, we thank you for Angel. We thank you that she's standing in hard places. We thank you because she's trying to yield to you. That's right, isn't it? Yeah, she's doing everything she can. Lord, she's put in a hard day. She's worked, and I've watched her work, and I'm so proud of her. And everybody that knows her is proud of her. And Father, help her. I just loose the financial blessings on her life. In the name of Jesus, I just lose financial wisdom, financial power in her life. Angels, say this, money comes to me because Jesus helps me. Jesus helps me because he loves me. Amen. I lose that power on her life, Lord. Listen to me, Angel. There's nobody in this building or anywhere in the world better than you. You got equal schmeckle chances, and just trust the Lord. And sometimes, you know what? We all have problems in this life. Problems, that's another message. Those problems, they come up daily, don't they? Problems, challenges, we all have them, don't we?
Yep.
But Angel, as somebody that respects you, I can see you're changing. I can see you're changing for the good and for the better, and you're trying. And that's beautiful. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Does anybody, what time is it? If you would, I'm going to do something tonight. If you would, everybody, stretch your hands up here. I'm going to bless these sacraments. We use the best of everything to give you a good flavor in the cup and good sacraments. I'm going to bless this. In the name. Let me tell you. The rabbi, he blesses, it's called kosher. The Lutherans, pastors, they bless this stuff. The Catholics bless their water and these sacraments, they do that. And you know what? We're trying to teach, we have a new wave where we're trying to teach these children some things of reverence. And one thing, we're so laid back here, we don't always get as reverent as we should. But these kids are doing so well. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless these sacraments right now. I bless them. Lord God, not to the nourishment of our body, but to deliverance of our soul. Lord, 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 help us as we learn more and take communion. Help us, Father. And everyone in the building said amen. All right. Where's Mr. Ernie and Mr. Fern?